Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
It's too late. I got I'm committed.
I don't know what you're doing out here. Yo, 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 yo. Making sure the microphones work. CJ, don't edit this out neither, nigga. Shout out to CJ. You ready, man? You got your music together, man.
Your mic ain't on. Play the music.
Yeah.
Play the music.
No, don't worry about that. Just play the music. Boom, yeah. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Can you relax?
I don't know what you want, girl, but girl, I really want you. I don't know. I don't know what you want, girl, but girl, I really want you. You keep saying the same thing, but girl, this you know, shit, I like you. Running up beside you, but girl, I just wanna be with you. Running this around like you. I'm out there surrounding you, and you don't wanna be with me. I said, okay, the girl, that's cool. Damn, I wanna go live with you. I wanna spend my whole life with you. She said she wanna cry, so I told her, grab a tissue. She said, I'm in love with her. Girl, that's just not true. She said, I'll be stuck in her. Girl, that's just not true.
Oh,
yeah? I don't know what you want, girl, but girl, I really want you. I don't know. I don't know what you want, girl, but girl, I really want you.
That's it?
You know? It's a Dirty Water Podcast, you heard?
There we go.
Is mine on?
Yeah, you. Hey, yo, can you need to relax.
It was a yes or no question.
Huh?
It was a yes or no question.
See what I'm talking about? It was a yes or no question.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. We're going to get this rocking. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Yep.
Yeah, here we go. Look, stop looking at me like
what that. What I do?
Today I have my son with me, right?
Yep.
He does music, right? That was his joint at the beginning of the podcast. This is episode 149. Shout out to everybody that listened to us. You good, man? You good?
Yes, I'm good.
Talk to the world a little bit. You said you wanted to come to the podcast. You said you do music.
What's your name, young man?
What's your rap name, man?
Your rap name?
Alteriz.
Alteriz. Okay. How you spell it?
You know how to spell it.
No, I don't.
AUTURIZ.
I mean, I'm asking you so the people know how to spell it. It ain't for me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to give you the lookout today.
Yeah, man.
You invading my space.
How am I invading your space?
Because I feel like, yo, I had to bring my child to work with me today.
Yo, rub his head, man. Rub his head. Where?
Nah, that's so my young boy,
what
man.
What you got going on, Kazi?
What's up?
I got this album coming out tonight.
Yeah? What's the name of it?
Outer Space.
Outer Space.
Well, hold on. You said tonight, but this ain't going to be released till next week.
No, like tonight.
But this episode's not going to be released until next week.
So
what's the date that you're saying?
June 9th.
June. Boom. What's it called?
Outer Space.
Outer Space.
Do you want to know the backstory behind the name?
I want to know everything about it.
Okay, so I picked the name Outer Space because I personally feel like I'm like out of this world. Like, I'm not joking.
Your name here, Moses. You hear this guy?
I'm not joking. I feel like nobody's like me.
Nobody's like. There you go. I like that. Be original. I like that. You got to keep that mind state because a lot of niggas sound the same.
I always looked at, like, I'm not going to say extraterrestrial because that would just sound weird, but like I always.
Yeah, nigga, that sound like you.
But like not human. I'm different.
Yeah, you a Martian?
My name was Alien on Instagram, so it was like.
Okay.
That was me.
Mm. Okay, so what got you into wanting to do music? Why are you doing music? You're a young boy.
So, actually, you don't know.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
But it was like, because it would be easier. Not easier, but it would just be like simple if I'm just talking to some people I don't know.
Yeah.
But I always like, this might sound weird, but when I'm listening to music, I always like imagine myself performing that song. And I always had like wanted to like make my own songs.
Yeah.
Since like, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
yeah, I remember that. You used to like Michael Jackson on
that. Damn, chill.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, now we gotta chill.
So everybody like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson
and
Megan Fox.
And he ain't touched them kids either. Fuck what you heard.
I know he didn't.
There you go. Don't let these niggas tell you no lie, man.
I don't know.
He shouldn't have been there with the kids though. MJ, but he ain't touched them. Yeah, rest in peace, MJ. But go ahead.
So what was I? Oh, yeah. So 6 or 7. I always like I used to like dancing, but I wanted to be an NBA player. You know, I wanted to be an NBA player. But the thing is, once I got to like 7th grade, I realized like what's funny.
Yeah, you talking like you've been here long. What's that guy like? Yo, after 7th
grade, it was a wrap.
Yo, shit changed for me from there, yo.
No, like,
go ahead.
Once I got to 7th grade, I realized I liked, because I've been writing songs, but I realized I like writing songs more than playing basketball. So if I wanted to be an NBA player, if I have something above basketball, then there's no reason for me to do that. Mm. Plus, I also didn't find basketball as much fun as I used to. So it was just like, there's no reason for me to do this anymore. Mm. So 7th grade is when I started rapping. I mean, not rapping.
Hold on. You talking like you in your 20s.
I'm about to be pushing
I hate these young boys.
What grade you started rapping?
I started writing in 7th, 6th and 7th. And then I recorded my first song this school year, 8th grade. And it was bad. But I kept going.
Everybody starts off trash. Don't worry about that.
Nobody knows this, but my first recorded song.
Nobody knows.
Because
it's in my files, but nobody's ever heard it before. My first song recorded
I kept the files.
Let nobody get those files.
My first recorded song was a remix.
Hold on. How are you recording these songs?
Because
you live with me. Hold on, we're going to act like, what's going on?
Then talk to your son.
How are you recording your stories? You going to the studio?
My phone. I told you this.
Well, how? Okay, explain it.
Band lab.
And so you just record, you get a beat, and then you just recording over the phone.
Yeah, so I can make a beat on band lab.
So that's why I don't ever see you around, walking around the house or doing nothing, and you just trapped in your room.
Yeah, I play the game and record.
I like it. I ain't even gonna
lie. Tell us, you know your pops used to rap?
Yeah, I do. Burner.
I love it. You know what I mean? I love it.
Now, Lex, tell us the difference between when you was recording in your room and when he was recording in his room. Like, have you ever explained that to him?
Yeah, I told him. We was in the room. We had Michael. First of all, let's just be clear. This is my youngin', right?
Mm-hmm.
And I support what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm happy he wants to rap and do music or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to hinder him from nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Achieve what you want to achieve in life. I was like, yo, why don't you just go ahead and get your songs written up and like for real, and I'm going to take you to a studio and you record for real. I mean, how many times have I said that to you?
A lot. Like 3 times.
Why you ain't do that?
Because I don't write.
You just said you write your own records.
I used to write.
Your own no write, yo.
So I'm, somebody writing for you now?
No, nobody writes for me. Yeah, I do it. Yeah.
Oh, you just, oh, you Jay-Z in it.
No, I'm not. It's punches. I think of it as I record a line. Stop.
So like, did you okay, okay. Stop.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. That's like, that's how Dolph would do it. Mm. Dolph would record like two, four lines, stop, go back, listen to it, and then punch in the next, whatever he gonna do.
How long it take him?
30 minutes probably. But I'm not doing nothing though. Because punches is easier. I don't have to write nothing. It's just like that. And normally when I hear the beat, I can already think of the chorus. So
that's good. Sometimes niggas, I don't have young niggas like punches now. They just... Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Whatever works.
You got
see.
Them files, but when them files gone, how you going? What's going to happen?
I got a lot. One file's not going to really mean nothing. Unless it's like a prized possession.
Yo, little files ain't stopping
sound
shit.
Sound like Tupac
yo.
Over here, yo. You just got so much music in the vault.
Just saying.
Yo, enemies in the scene.
Your files get gone.
Damn, I'm done with you.
Files get gone.
Yes, I'm playing Young Pac over here. Okay.
What? So like, go ahead.
Yo, talk to yourself.
What man. Like really inspired you to like really like what got you into music though? Like,
well, first of all, you ain't even asked me. You ain't even answer my question. Yo, explain to how this nigga how you used to fucking record. Man.
Oh yeah, me and shout out to Fats.
Yo, shout out to Fats.
Gully B. That's what we used to call him. That's bro right there. Mm-hmm. Man, we used to be in the room, had a computer, have a microphone set up.
Mm.
And had a program, what was it, Cool Edit Pro 2 cool or something like that. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Had a beat in there, had some headphones, and we was rapping like we was in the studio. Yeah, it was our man. Own little personal studio. We had a microphone. We didn't even have these pop filters. We had we had a hanger and a stocking.
And a stocking.
You know what I mean? We had a hanger and a stocking in front of all that. And then, you know, he would do the mixing. He would...
From the bottom, nigga. Yeah. Listen. You ain't listening.
Yeah. I did hear.
And I tell you all the time, yo, get you a good solid 10 to 12 songs written up, ready to go. Memorize them. We'll go straight to a studio, take the beat. Boom. You can do your album the right way. I mean, this is cool what you're doing because you're young and you having fun.
Nah, I mean, but that's the new way to do it, though. You know what I mean?
That's just his recording first on joint. Your phone, though.
That's his first joint, though.
I mean, all right. We gonna see.
Come on, your first joint was on a bullshit computer.
That's a fact. Adele.
And
it was Adele.
You know what I mean? His joint is on the phone. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just crazy how shit changed, you know what I mean? No wrong with that. But yeah, what your pops was asking you,
what'd you say?
What made you want to rap?
What makes
you
like? Oh, what makes, I don't know how to answer that.
You don't know how to answer
it's
that?
It's a lot. It's just, so... Cause, okay, I actually
just go ahead and tell them I'll put you on all the music you like.
No, you
there you go.
No, you didn't.
Like, why are you acting like
you don't even like the rappers I like?
Who I don't like?
DC.
Yeah, that's a little Uzi son.
No, it's not. They don't even sound alike.
All right, go ahead, man.
You don't like Autumn?
I'm not worried about him either.
You know,
who your top? Hold on, who your top five?
All time or current? Or all both. I can do both.
My nigga, all time. You've been here for how long? You been here?
What is this? I'm talking about because you want both.
How
both
you talk about?
Both or not? All time or current? Or both?
Both.
Okay, I'm going to start with current. So, Uzi, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking like that?
Go ahead, man.
Yo, do the dance right now.
What dance? The hips? I can't do that.
Can't do the hips. yeah, get your stroke game up, son.
I yo, can't. Relax, yo.
All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Relax.
I got Uzi, DC.
DC, who's DC?
DC like, the Don. Huh? DC the Don. All
right, do you know who that guy is?
Nah, I never.
Shout out to the GOAT.
Yo, this shit, see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the way y'all
couple of this.
Right. The way y'all little niggas throw around GOAT is crazy.
He the yo,
go ahead.
He the GOAT of the 2020s.
You know what the GOAT stand for?
Greatest of all time. one of the greatest of all time.
How long that little nigga been rapping?
His first album came out in 2017.
Of what time are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. But go ahead. You like who you like. I ain't mad at you.
So, three, I would say Autumn, number three. Mm-hmm. And then four, I'm going to say Tana, Baby Santana. And then five.
Baby Santana?
You know who that is?
He changed his name, though. His name is Tana, but his first name was Baby Santana.
You know who that is?
That's Saucy Santana?
No. No.
Okay, I got you. Saucy Santana at number four.
It's not.
It's all right. Shout out to Saucy.
That's not Saucy Santana. I don't like his music. He's bad. five. Well, Tyler.
Tyler.
Okay. Oh, you trying to pop your shirt, Tyler.
I told him before. I was like, "Yo, you wearing that?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, you think Tyler gonna see this?"
He might. You know what I mean, might send you a package, man. Golf package, little hat. You know what I mean?
I don't wear
little
hats.
Stupid ass shirt he wear.
I got all the shirts.
He does love. He does love Tyler though. Right. But so all time top five. Let's get to that. I don't know nothing.
That's easy. I know the five off the top.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Kanye, Cole, okay. Kendrick. Tyler Drake.
Okay.
Tough Drake? Little,
2010s.
Nice little list.
I mean,
what do you mean Drake?
What's, I don't recall Drake? You. I don't never recall you listening to Drake.
You just told me Drake was my boy this morning. And now you don't recall me liking Drake.
You know what I mean? See, look at you, putting you out there.
I was throwing the light skin on you.
You lighter than me.
What you say? Now you woke somebody up. Yeah. Now you woke somebody up, man.
Go ahead with the
Nah, Drake. He up there. He got.
Yeah, well, how many tracks you got on your album, bro?
17.
Why so many? How long is it? You know how long
it's
it
probably
is?
Like 30 minutes. They're all like a minute and 30 seconds.
See, that's a problem. For
that's why it's 17. If there was like 3 minute songs, it would be like 10 songs.
At least 2 minutes 30 seconds. You doing a minute and a half
you
song.
Gotta, I'd rather
verse.
Have a
you
minute.
You doing one verse, one chorus? No, yeah. You doing a chorus, a verse, a chorus, and you out. That's and trash.
That's not yet. Trash. The thing, okay, I would rather have 17 songs of a minute and a half songs than 3 minute songs and 10.
You just trying to see what your fans like.
All the songs don't sound the same. That's the point.
Is that what you're doing? Okay. You're trying to see what your fans like?
No, I don't have any fans.
Not yet.
I got some people that listen.
Like, you got some people.
People that tune in.
They humble.
They humble.
I like that.
They're not my
fans. I got niggas that tune in. I ain't got no fans yet, man. I'm trying to trip me up out here, man.
You just got people tuning in.
As long as you know you ain't got no fans. Not even at this table. We ain't your fans, nigga.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you
realize.
My cousin. You my dad. You're not my fan.
I'm a fan. I'm your dad and your fan.
So you're my dad.
We support you, cuz.
Yeah. What you talking
just
about?
Just keep, you know what I mean? Keep it up. I don't know what type of fucking sound. Like you say, you got a lot of different songs sounding a little different or whatever. Pick your sound. Figure out what you're doing. However you writing, punching in, thinking of ideas, put it in your phone. You know what I mean? However you get inspired, what inspires you? You know what I mean?
What or who?
Either way, what or who, it don't matter. What about that?
I would say what inspires me is like I want money. So okay, and man. I love clothes. So you know what I mean? When I get the money, obviously I'm not gonna blow it all on clothes.
Yeah.
But a big portion, I'm gonna buy clothes with my money.
How much is going to?
Not like
that
a,
makes no sense to me.
What doesn't make? What
a
do you mean?
A big portion, you're gonna buy clothes.
Like yeah, he gotta be fly. I'm gonna get you talking about man.
There's nothing. I don't love anything else.
The nigga is how old are you?
14.
The nigga's 14. What else he gonna love? Nigga, clothes.
I like clothes and recording music.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a house when I'm older. Once I get my money, the first thing I'm not gonna buy is clothes. I'm gonna try and get a house.
How much of that you gonna spend on the bitches though?
I don't.
Yo, <Yeah. laughs>
Dave. What?
Why he gotta worry about bitches?
I'm asking him.
He don't have to worry about bitches.
I'm asking him. I'm not asking you.
I quit that.
Huh?
I quit.
You quit entertaining.
No,
on
I, quit entertain- I quit entertaining.
I quit entertaining. I quit entertaining the hoes.
I quit relationships.
Okay. That don't mean you can't hit the bitch or
nah,
a little something. You sure?
Like, I done heard a lot of 14 kids say right. that. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking believe it.
How old your son?
What the fuck you talking about?
How old your son?
Jeff don't, he don't do that. Jeff got...
Why did you mention other easy. People?
You dry then, snitching. Yo, teach your
second
son.
Of all, I told you him bringing up. Came up. He has a rap name too, right? Yeah.
Too Valid.
So call so him that. Call don't him call that. Him what's
right.
name.
You calling
and
him
second
old.
Of all, worry about yourself.
I'm
this is your interview.
Shout out to Too Valid.
Shout out to Valid.
You know what I mean?
Is he too valid? Because I feel like he is.
I
seen that nigga the other day.
He valid.
I feel like he's too valid. You feel like he's too valid?
He's
that nigga trash just like you.
He
man,
ain't trash.
That shit.
He just dropped that. He dropped the album.
He dropped the album too?
Yeah. Vibe Twin.
Oh, we gonna get him up here too.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get him
you need
up
both
here.
Of us at the same time.
Yeah,
huh?
You need
take
both
easy,
of us at the same
easy.
Time. All
right, you got it.
This is your time. Yeah, worry about your time. All right, all right,
it
all
might be your last time.
All right. Too valid. You know what I mean? Who inspired you though?
Kanye.
Kanye, you like Kanye that much?
Why Kanye?
What do you mean why Kanye?
Why Kanye?
Because like, Kanye got best albums ever. He got.
They say Kanye crazy. You know,
I don't care what they say. So. He might be. I don't know. I don't know him.
How you feel?
What are you saying? You say you like him, but you don't know nothing about him.
I like his music, and his music inspires me.
Oh my god!
The stuff he do, I want to
feel you. Yeah, you're right. I understand.
Yeah.
Kanye the GOAT.
Yeah.
You like how you feel?
You like Kanye, huh?
Yeah.
How you feel about the Jews?
I don't. They're cool.
They're cool.
Oh, yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah, don't start.
Good answer.
First of all, my kids have been raised right, all right? My kids have been raised right around here, yo. Because
they're going to be
don't
a part of the
it.
Music industry. You do not want to mess that up.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Nah, you coming here is getting you media trained. Because I'm not even going to lie. I feel like you're going to be a star. Your music be sounding fire to me. I ain't going to lie.
You know what I mean? You got some time to work on it, though, Cuzzy.
Yeah. You just still got to finish school.
Yeah.
Just like when I went to your graduation today.
Mm-hmm. Man, he's consistent.
You graduated today?
He graduated. You know, he going to high school next year.
Oh, hey. He's lit. Hell yeah, congratulations, cuz.
He's consistent. That's what makes that music, though.
You ready? You ready for high school?
No.
Not ready?
I ain't ready for no type of school.
Oh, all right. Because
he don't like school.
He don't like, well, listen, be ready for high school.
No, you got to still right. Remember, you still got to keep getting A's and B's. Because
you got to do it anyway, so get ready is what I'm saying.
You got to get the A's and B's because I'm cutting the music off. As soon as you like, oh, you getting some C's and some D's, ain't no recording for you. Ain't no phone for you. Yeah, play the PS5, homeboy.
Oh, there we go. This nigga. Yeah,
first of all.
This nigga parenting over here.
That boy's smart.
Got to, man.
He's not
even
working.
Got to.
I'm smart. I don't care.
No, he's definitely smart.
He's smart.
He's definitely smart.
He's just like,
and he's been doing great.
Listen, you going to like high school. Once you get in there, you going to see them titties.
It's why? Why is it? Why is it always about like sexual stuff with you?
No,
why do you keep bringing
you? Telling you, you 14 years old. It's about to hit you. If it ain't hit you yet,
said,
you start seeing
sexual.
Them titties.
Yo,
it's Liddy in there. I'm telling you,
we done already talked about you on here before on the podcast.
Okay,
when you was younger, you had a little girlfriend. We ain't gonna say today.
I never had a girlfriend.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
you talking
God.
Crazy over here.
There we go.
Don't be putting shorties on my man over here.
Here we go.
That's not
that?
His
here
girl.
We go.
I was a fifth grade. That don't count.
You know what I mean?
Well, you was claiming her at the time. I don't want to hear that.
You was pimping since fifth grade.
Yeah, right. You feel me, Moses? What's he talking about?
I understand.
Fifth grade. I'm not counting no girlfriend I had in the fifth grade.
It wasn't it wasn't your girlfriend.
It was
pimping.
Yeah, no, it was
it was pimping.
It was a friend that I was close with.
That's even better. Mm-hmm. I even like those words better. Friend.
Are you gonna buy a car with your money? So I can stop driving you around?
I thought you said I was gonna get one of yours.
No, but I mean if you get millions. You're like, what would you want in
baby steps,
my vehicles
man.
For? I'm broke.
I feel like he have a jet.
No, I would not have a jet.
He would definitely be like,
it's going on my private jet.
Why would I do that?
I hope you get a jet because I'm going to be on it.
I don't want a jet. But I don't
that, look at the smile. Y'all get a jet.
I don't want a jet.
That's what you're saying. Y'all want a jet.
Do you want me to tell the people how bougie you are today?
You going to tell them what I said about the NBA games?
Yes.
I can tell them what I said.
All right, so listen. You know it's the finals. I got my money on Joker. You know, I know a lot of y'all got Jimmy out here, but I got my money on Joker.
Okay.
So I say, yo.
Nigga bossed him up. Yo, tell him what I said.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yo, rub his head, yo. Rub his head, yo.
Grown ass man over here. And this nigga.
Shut up, like a little rub his head.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Yo, tell him what I said. This nigga drunk. Like,
can't wait till we get your son up here. Can't wait till we get your set up here. You know what I mean? I can't wait.
He next.
Don't worry about. Okay, you doing too much, man.
Okay.
Yeah, come whatever. On.
You got a hole in your lip. cut it out.
So I said, yo, what's up, man? You trying to watch the finals with me tonight? Nah. What you mean, nah? Like, you ain't doing nothing else. All you doing is playing your video game, blasting music, or I'm recording music. Or talking to your stinking ass friends. Right. You know what I mean? No, it's just that I don't watch full NBA games unless I'm there.
You created that monster.
How is that a monster?
You created that monster.
That's crazy.
What do I gain from watching the first and second quarter?
How privileged you sound when you said that to
okay,
me?
But it, okay, let's okay, get, look. Let's get look. Rid of the. No, because the thing is.
First of all, thank your dad right now.
See
say
what
thank
you. Okay.
And
see
tell
what
him you love.
About?
Tell him you love.
Where's the appreciation?
Thank you. I love you.
There you go.
So.
It's my boy right
this
here.
Is. But. Right
he wouldn't have told you that if I wouldn't have said it.
He still don't said
you know what I'm dealing with at home?
Why? I love you, man.
I love him, though. I still love him.
What do I gain from watching the first and second quarter?
He don't like basketball no more, bro. Face it. This you is a young to man no, so growing up.
If he don't like basketball no more, you don't want to go to no more games?
Yeah, he want to go to the
well,
game.
Well, I'm talking to him.
That's for the clap.
Mind your business.
That's for the phone. Right. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm front side. I'm the rapper.
What?
Huh? I'm the rapper.
Huh? Get him a chain.
I go for the experience. And the reason
and the pitches
and the yeah. reason why I said unless I'm at the game is because I'm just if I'm at the game I can't not watch the first and second quarter. But if it's a choice, I'm not watching.
Stars
the first
be
and
at the games too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he know.
Yeah, I know. That's why he there.
You remember we talked about it.
Oh, we need to bring this up because I don't like how you was lying.
Hold up, let him talk.
You,
let my man talk. Whoa.
Get your mans.
You said
straighten them out, cuz.
You said this was a year ago. You said
hey, go ahead. So I can straighten
this
you
nigga
out.
Been holding this shit for 65 plus days.
He ain't like it at all.
When we was at
I always tell the truth.
You didn't tell the truth this time.
No. Oh,
actually, God. You told the truth. It's the way you worded it.
Okay. I mean, if I threw a little talk sauce on it, don't be mad.
You made it seem, when we seen the baby, you made it seem like I was surprised and I was all hyper. Yeah. I did not care to see the baby. The reason why I said, oh my gosh, is because I didn't think that was the baby. It's not because I didn't even throw my hands up enough. I was like, oh my gosh, that is the baby. Because it didn't look like the baby. I didn't know it was the baby.
That sounded like some fanboy shit. No. Oh my gosh.
That sounded like you said exactly what I said.
No, because like I seen the clip. Shit, he was like, yo, oh my gosh.
That's exactly what you did.
That's not what I did. I said with a straight.
I threw a little sauce on it.
How you say, oh my gosh.
First of all, you wasn't supposed to say, oh my gosh.
Right. I said, gosh.
You wasn't supposed to say, oh my gosh.
You say, oh my gosh, when you're surprised. And I was surprised. It didn't look like the baby with the hoodie on.
Nah, you wild. We ain't doing that.
You're cool. Sick man. Do me a favor. Yo, don't say that in my presence, yo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Cut it out, dog. Man.
Oh, what's that? You all right?
Yeah.
You a funny guy. Yeah. You ready for your album to be released? You putting it out here?
Yeah.
Because we can get into our topics, a couple of them. You can sit here with us. You can comment on them.
Okay. Oh, the feature. There's more I need to talk about. So yeah, I got.
Features,
you said what?
That's a feature. What's the feature?
I got
you got Future?
No, I don't have Future.
You got DC the Don?
I don't have DC the Don either.
You got Burner on there?
No.
I wish.
Oh, man.
But that's what I'm talking about.
You want a verse?
I told you that.
Would you want a 52?
No, I don't.
A 52. He trying to get some shit off.
He
trying to get some shit off, bro.
Yeah, that punching. He can do the punching.
Yeah.
I don't.
I wasn't punching in.
Nah, he don't.
I wasn't punching in.
Everything you can punch in.
I was reading off the paper. I wasn't punching.
One shot.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't taking one takes neither. I had to read. I'm being honest.
Come on, man.
It might have took me four times to read it right, get it right.
But he read it. He ain't punched shit in.
I ain't punched nothing in.
You ever had to perform your shit? No. Do you remember your shit?
Yes.
It's not hard. Even when you punching in?
Yes, I can. I know what I say.
I remember one joint I did, and I had to flip the paper over. Like
this nigga had too many bars.
I was getting some shit off on that shit.
Nah, I mean, that was a diss record.
It probably was.
Let me talk about the features. I gotta get the feature.
Okay,
this is my homie for real. Shout out Stunna. Is a Lear, his rap name, but he go by Stunna.
He go by Stunna.
Actually,
Gunna?
Stunna.
Sounds like Gunna.
Better watch that nigga.
His
That's how I start.
Nah, shout out to Stunna.
Shout out to Stunna.
Man. What kind of shirts he wearing?
I don't know. He
when he got written on the
they
shirt.
Outside?
Don't even do that. We ain't doing that,
yo,
Moses.
Are they outside?
We're not
it's
doing
funny.
This, Moses. Let me shut you down real quick. Get off me. Let me shut you down real quick. I'm not doing this with you today. You can't wait for your son to come up here. I can't wait for him.
Shout out Isaliah. He the only feature.
Okay.
He the only feature I really care for. Actively rapping, because, you know, I do want a feature from you, but you're not active.
Yeah, man.
So,
not active at all.
Shout out Isaliah.
I like the way you say you're not active. Like, you're, active. You're not even in the field.
Ah, not you're at right. all. He's right.
So shout
still
out,
be doing it.
You shout out Isaliah. We got
yo, come on, that's funny. Yo, you need to relax.
Talking to you.
Go ahead. Let him rock.
So I don't want to speak a lot about this because it might never happen. But we did talk about a collab album.
Who that?
Me and Isaliah or Stunna, whatever.
Okay. Let's talk that in the fruition. You know what I mean? Keep it.
Yeah, we are
on the way. Gotta get the paperwork right and the contract.
Gotta get the paperwork. Nigga ain't got no paperwork.
Talking about doing collab albums.
We recorded a few songs.
Work, build, you know what I mean? Build relationships, you know what I mean? Meet different producers and shit.
Oh, producers too, yeah.
You know what I
mean? My friend Jeremy. Shout out to Jeremy.
What's his name? What's his producer name?
White J. Cole.
Okay, here we go. Didn't I bring that up? I told y'all about that on the pod one time. I don't remember what episode it was. I told y'all about that. White
Hey,
J.
yo,
Cole.
Jeremy.
Yo, chill.
Come out with another name. Not for real. You
no,
have
please.
To come out with another name.
Please.
Alright.
Just think
and that's
about
the homie.
That.
You know I like Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. White J. Cole. Man.
Shout out to Jeremy.
This nigga's crazy.
yeah, shout out Jeremy. Shout out Isaliah. They both my best friends. Thank you. Yeah.
Alright. What's the name of the album? One more time.
Outer Space.
Outer Space. What's your name?
Arteries.
Where can they find it?
Apple Music, Spotify, mm-hmm. Tidal, okay. SoundCloud.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Boom.
We gotta shoot some music videos soon, huh?
We don't got a camera.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with
he? It's gonna be some
young,
videos out.
You know these
somewhere.
Young boys.
Check this out. We in 4K right now.
Like, what are you
here
talking
we go. You know what I mean? Go ahead, my G.
Oh, man. So I wanted to tell y'all this story about when I went to go. You know how to go.
There you go. Yeah, talk your shit.
Yeah, this shit is hilarious. And my son is good at math, so I'm glad you hear about this. Mm-hmm. He wasn't with me. So I went to go. You know how to go buy a new car.
Oh, yeah. I ain't know that. Yeah. You hear this nigga? Yeah.
You know how to buy a new car, whatever, yep. right? So I was undecided about how much money I wanted to put down or whatever, right? So I was like, all right, bet. I went and got $6,000 out the bank, right? So I was like, all right, cool. I don't know if I'm gonna put like three down, four down, whatever, you know what I mean? So I gets there, picks out my car. Now here's time to get to the financing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm only putting down $4,000 because if I would have put down $6,000, it was only like a $50 difference on my payment. I'm like, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that, right? Hand the man the $4,000. This is the finance manager at the dealership. Mm. You know, I had all cash.
Okay. Now, I didn't know you had all cash, but I know
I
went
and got out the bank.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
He had to count that shit.
Yeah.
There wasn't no hundreds.
First of all, you such a nigga.
what you mean?
I went and got $4,000 in cash. Yeah, nigga. Man, checks still exist.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same time, you know, sometimes cash. No. The purpose of me getting the cash is sometimes I like to make people work.
Yeah, and I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, actually do
you
something.
You don't want to make the sale too easy for
I respect it. I'm spending my money. You know what I mean? I'm already making the sale easy for you because I'm picking out the car. You don't even have to do no. I don't even want to test drive this shit.
So you took the money out the fanny pack. Let's go.
Yeah. No. I had them in envelopes. I got out of the bank.
Okay.
I got them in envelopes. It was $2,000 a piece, right?
You know what I mean?
Shut the fuck. Yo, you funny.
Yeah, you got it.
The custom wool zip,
Yo, leather pouch. You know what I mean? Yo, Gucci money pouch.
No, yeah. I don't have. You know, I don't even do designer. Shut up.
They gave you a beeper too. Yeah,
my son wants to do designer.
It had the polo bear on it, like my hat.
Oh my god!
Yeah, man.
You had the dripping chain like Jim Jones. Balling.
Nigga had a tattoo.
So look, you know you don't watch the pod or nothing like that. Like, so this is what I really deal with.
Get when it, I'm man. Here. Keep going.
So I had it in all twenties. Look,
Dave
Moses. I had the 4,000 in all twenties.
So he had to actually count that shit.
Yeah, you a nigga, God.
Did you tell him to count it again?
No, keep telling the story.
It's like my pause. No, like, hold on, dang, you gotta count that.
He counted it and miscounted.
Mm. Oh, he was mad at you.
No. He wasn't mad at me. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, bro, I got it straight out the bank. So go ahead. I mean, you can count it all you want. It was 20 over though. It was 20 over the first time. He counted it again. It was 20 over again. So I was like, well, I mean, I had the 6,000 in envelopes of 2,000 apiece. So I knew I handed him four. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, yo, you can count it. He counted it against the third time. He counted it now. It's the finance manager. You know what I mean? You're supposed to went to school for all this shit. You know what I mean? He's a older dude, older black dude.
You should have went to school to count. We got
you're an older black dude. I feel like, you know, you come from a certain era where you've been counting cash before.
Nigga,
like,
he was nervous.
Nervous about what?
He done seen paid in full, nigga.
Nah, get out of here.
The fuck you talking about?
Count it again, bro.
Your body different.
Count it again, bro. 60 over.
Holy shit.
So I'm like,
yo, give me that.
He counted it. He got to like six times counting it, 60 over, to the point to where he's like, here. So I'm just like,
gave him 60 back.
He gave me my $60. He gave me $60 back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, alright. Like, I mean, he's like, you know, if it's, you know, they're gonna take it back and they're gonna count it too. So, you know what I mean? If it's under, you know, we'll let you know and this and that. I'm like, all right, cool. So I dipped out in the car, boom, minding my business, went and got dinner, you know what I mean? And sure enough, 2 hours later, here I go getting a fucking phone call from the dealership. I ain't answer it. Cause I don't be answering numbers I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm like, if it's important, they're gonna leave you a voicemail. You know what I mean?
Right.
Of course I got a voicemail. It's such and such, you know. The money was actually $60 short. So blah blah. I'm like, I ain't respond. So they text me. He sent me a text message. Yeah, Mr. Lex, it was $60 short. So I text him back. I said, all right, well, you want me to come up there and bring it? I could bring it tomorrow. Cause this was around my birthday too. Like, I ain't really I'm kind of busy. I'm getting trying, like, I'm just now walking again. Like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to move around, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yeah, that'd be perfect. Just bring it back up here. Boom, boom. I'm like, all right, cool. I ain't seen them since, man. And they ain't called me since neither. Y'all fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what y'all doing?
That 60 came out of the manager's pocket.
I got you on video. Honestly, I was texting the homie about this. Like, it's a finance manager. He don't even know how to count money. Like, what is he doing out here? Like, he getting me money back. Like,
that came out of his pocket. Don't worry about it.
It had to. It had to come out of his pocket. Was I wrong? Should I have took the 60 up there? Took it back?
He got it.
Yeah, took it back and throw it at him. Yeah, bitch.
In all ones, right? Mm-hmm. All quarters.
See, that's what we're doing.
$60 in all quarters?
Number dimes and fucking pennies. Here you go, $60, bitch. Count it. Count all of it, motherfucker, right here. One, two, cause start with the pennies.
Oh, my God.
It would have been good. Huh?
Oh, I seen that White Man Can't Jump movie.
How was it?
Trash.
Yeah.
Your boy was in
it. I didn't. I know.
Look, have you seen the first one?
Yes, I've seen both of them.
Let the young boy talk. What you think?
Is he talking to him?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking. But he probably your boy with some
Jack.
That's
probably your boy, your little
Jackie.
That's your boy, right, too, right?
I mess with Jack Harlow.
All right, you ate the sandwich, KFC.
But you say him.
He probably had a KFC sandwich. And go ahead.
He got a KFC?
I don't eat KFC.
I didn't even know Jack Harlow had one. But
yeah, man, he's rich.
He's hating. The movie's not bad at all. Trash. I enjoyed it. It was funny.
No, it wasn't.
You went to sleep midway through. You didn't watch the whole movie.
No, I did
not. You went to sleep?
I did not go.
You was half asleep. You wasn't.
Man, if I went to sleep, then I know it's trash.
No, because you was tired. You was tired.
Trash.
If you knew the, see, if you was real, you would have known that movie was really good.
Oof. I like what he said. You was real.
If I was real, who do you think he talking to?
I'm
like, Jack Harlow was trash on it.
He like the Space Jam.
Dwayne Wade lookalike was trash on
that
it.
That dude does not look like Dwayne Wade. He just
yes,
got
he does.
A dark skin with the same haircut.
You look like Dwayne Wade. It was trash, man. The storyline was trash. They tried to blend it from the old one. It was trash. I mean, y'all can see it.
Don't listen to him. The movie was great.
You like yeah,
Ashley, did you like Uncle Drew? Did you see Uncle Drew in 2018?
Uncle Drew was good.
Yeah, it's like
I
that.
Didn't see Uncle Drew.
It's like that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you don't listen to me, huh?
No, because you do the same thing with music. It sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that?
And you don't even listen to
me. Little Uzi on light, and you like, you better move. You better move.
I like Uzi.
I know.
No, but like, it's rappers you don't listen to. You just say, nah, they suck. You did that today.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, let me go back on that Lil Durk. I think that Lil Durk is pretty good, though.
Oh, my God.
Once I started riding around listening to it.
Living your life?
It sound better when I'm driving than I'm in, instead of in the house. It
feels like you're right there. Huh?
No.
You can see
nah.
His life and the visions and the struggle and the hard shit and the game and the fucking, you know, get it in blood.
Watch your mouth
and all that.
Got
dumb
my son
shit.
Here. Watch your huh? mouth, yo.
Nigga ain't healed.
Yeah. You just. People looking at you at the cart.
He be getting it in the car by himself.
This is what I deal with. You know what I mean? This is what I deal with. This is dirty water. You know what I mean?
Man, so it hit different, huh?
When I'm riding around.
You riding around.
Hey, look. When I'm riding around feeling like John Morant.
No, shit. That's funny. That's funny.
Like, thank God I got tint.
Flashing the gun and shit.
That bitch hyped up in there.
Oh, man. I'm done with y'all.
Lex Luger, you heard?
Lexington? It's Lexington. Oh, The Little Mermaid was good, though.
Oh.
Oh,
it
wasn't.
Wow.
You remember the first Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I seen both.
See, why you didn't like
what
this
you didn't
one?
Like about it?
This one isn't. It's worse because it's an extra hour of nothing. The old one is like 1 hour and 30, and the new one's 2 hours and 30. But they dragged the same part.
Yeah, yeah, they dragged it along.
You just added extra scenes and more like singing stuff.
What's wrong with that?
I thought
it was dope.
Too much singing.
You got the black girl playing mermaid.
Yeah, cool, but they could have did that.
The graphics was fire. We watched it in 3D.
Yeah, cool, but they could have did that. What does the graphics don't have to do with how I feel about? They should have just kept the movie.
Your sister loved it.
Am I my sister?
I'm telling you, this is about the happiness of her.
Okay, good for her. But the thing is, you asked me, do I like it?
I told you not to go.
I wanted to see it.
Oh, okay. Well, then cool.
But it's a good movie.
I knew you wasn't gonna like it.
I like the movie. I don't like how they did the movie. Because they should have just kept it like the old one, where it was 1.5 hours, but they added more singing scenes. They added longer scenes of nothingness. It was just...
Yeah. It's a lot, you know, they had live people in this, so they had to let the people get their shit off in the singing and all that.
That's lame. You know most of them can't even sing.
Well, what if they say you can't rap?
Hallie can sing, though. If they say I can't rap?
Yeah.
You don't care? That don't bother you? You don't get in your feelings?
You ain't gonna bomb to death. No.
What?
See,
you said bar. I thought you said bomb.
No, bar, nigga, bar.
Oh, I don't do diss tracks.
These little niggas don't even do diss tracks. That's how I know.
No, like people do diss tracks. I don't do diss tracks. I have no reason.
You gotta do diss tracks, man.
No, he don't. No, hold up. No, he don't.
You gotta do diss tracks.
Why do I have to do it?
That's what you came off of, nigga.
Yeah, that's him. He had
talk that shit.
I changed.
I have nobody to make a diss track.
So why would I want my son to do it?
Because you fell off. That's why. You fell off.
No, because I know what comes with it.
Yo, do the diss.
I don't have nobody to diss.
First of all, I know what comes with it, and everybody different. Everybody don't receive diss tracks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They ain't gonna keep it all the way hip hop,
especially nowadays.
They ain't gonna keep it all the way just straight rap. And he young. He part of that generation where you know they out here. They wildin'.
Yeah, fuck that op talk. You heard?
I don't have no ops.
There you go.
Thank God.
Yeah, you don't need no ops. There you go. He's 14, for God's sake. All right, man.
Oh, we gotta talk about DC, man.
Oh,
we gotta talk about DC Young Fly, man.
Oh yeah, rest in peace to his
queen.
Yes, his girlfriend, his wife, his
RP,
the mother of his children, his three children, lost a life during the surgery or something like that. You know what I mean? It's real unfortunate.
Sad.
Yeah.
Rough. I hate it for him. I understand his pain. I know what he's going through.
Right.
Like, only thing I can really say is you just got to be strong, bro. Hold your head up. Keep going. You got them kids you got to look after, three beautiful daughters, and they going to need you. I don't expect to see DC for a while. Doing anything. Like, his whole entire life just changed, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up one day and it's like your whole entire life is just upside down. You got to make so many different decisions now on how you got to move. So, I got prayers to his family, her family. You know what I mean? They lost a young, beautiful woman. You know what I mean? So, it's rough out here on that, man. Rough out here on that one, man.
Yeah, if you can, send DC some love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, show him some love.
But don't be intrusive at the same time.
Yeah, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business. Just pray for him. Show him some love, you know what I mean?
Just pray for him.
Just like with Jamie Foxx. We send prayers to Jamie Foxx, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love Jamie Foxx, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's going through. I don't need to know what he's going through. Yeah. They just say he need prayers. I'm shooting him his way.
Yeah.
Or the family. Like, you know what I mean?
Hopefully he get back the way he need to be.
Yeah.
If not, get back to a place where he's healthy. You know what I mean?
I hope he shakes whatever he needs to shake.
Right.
That's what I think everybody feels like. Get back to you first and then, you know, we can worry about everything else later. But, you know, I'm pretty sure you got a strong team behind him, you know. good family. So all you do is just pray and, you know, see what happened though.
Definitely. Have I put you on a Jamie Foxx show before? Have you watched it?
I have, but you didn't put me on.
Who put you on?
Mommy.
Real one. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Yep.
You like the Jamie Foxx show?
I like other shows better. I like the Martin.
That's not answering my question.
Nah, it's cool, but there's other shows I prefer to watch.
You be killing me, man.
Young, dumb niggas.
He be killing me, yo.
Nah, shout out to
we were the same way until we got, like, a little older. Because I ain't like
you feel yourself getting old? Man, look at these young, stupid little niggas. Shout out to the young, man. They are the future.
Yeah, the future.
Nah,
that's
a fact. Yeah, man.
They doing the same. Honestly, they doing the same shit we did. They just doing it just different way.
Just make sure you get through school, because whatever you want to do, get through high school. If you want to go to college, go to college. If you're not, figure out what you want to do and go for it. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah, you know. You know.
Yeah, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep being consistent.
There you go.
Cause, and stay original too. Don't worry about what nobody talking about. Just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell them about that line when you were stealing lines real quick before we get out of here.
Are you stealing bars?
Remember when I told you he stole a line? We were riding.
I never used them though. Wait, when?
We was in the car. We was riding. We was getting some food or something.
Oh, I said I wrote it down. It was from JID. I wrote it down. I never used it.
But you said you was going. You said you was taking it.
Come on, don't start that shit.
I wrote it. I didn't.
Don't
take
start
it,
that shit. You stealing bars already?
You talking about?
I didn't steal it. I wrote it down.
It's come on, what you using it as a reference track? Think you?
That's the only way you can. That's what I said. Only thing you do if you take a bar, you use it as a reference.
Well, I never use it in general.
All right. I'm gonna be on top of you, Mr. Musician. I'm gonna be on top of you.
Why don't you give him some bars? Let me hear freestyle, Burner.
Freestyle.
No, you freestyle.
What?
How about that? I'm not active, remember?
Well, I wouldn't need I would need a beat.
Huh?
I would need a beat.
Now you need to know.
I'm not freestyling with no beat. That's corny.
Nah, I don't want to hear you freestyle anyway. We out of here.
Yeah,
we're getting out of here. Tell them what your album is called again.
Outer Space.
What's your name?
Autoriz. A-U-T-U-R-I-Z.
Boom.
And I'm not bringing my kids to work no more.
Why?
I mean, this was cool.
What about the next album that comes out next month?
You dropping
next month.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about it. We might even have you perform up here.
I'm straight.
So you don't want
to
perform?
You ain't trying to get this.
Yeah, you gotta be able to spit in the mic. Come on, we'll talk about it later. Come on, we'll talk about it later.
Actually, we
move
the table.
You know what I mean?
We move the table
for you.
You
know what I mean?
Okay, I
get you some background dancers and all that.
I don't need background dancers.
Some hoes back here.
What's up with you?
I'm getting out of here. I'm done.
What's up with you with that?
You don't like
watch Janky Promoters. You'll see what I want.
What is Janky? What is that?
Watch that movie.
I put you on that movie.
Classics.
I got a couple movies I gotta put you on. Yeah, I got a few movies I gotta put you on. Yo, we're getting out of here. It's episode 149. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. Instagram is DirtyWater_podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What you got, Moses?
They know.
Nah, man.
I don't even know if I want you to put your.
Why?
Cause, man.
What? Go ahead and say it.
You can't. People can't follow me.
They can do whatever they want.
Go ahead and put your stuff out.
I got two.
Follow you.
I got two. No, do
tell them
what
they get the music
about, yo. Is this what I'm talking about? Why do you have two?
Okay, I got one for music and one for personal. You see where I posted my certificate?
Give them one for music.
Give your music.
You might not want to get any personal. You might.
The one for music is just the rap name AUTURIZ. Autoriz. That's the Instagram.
Boom. Follow them on the gram, you heard?
You know what I mean?
Dirty Water Podcast. We out of here. 2-6 and.
914. Can you please?